Nirvana Systems is a company based in Přerov, the Czech Republic, which for years has been building paramotors and kits and other gear for the sport of PPG, that is, powered paragliding. The company was founded by successful pilot Pavel Březina and recently was involved in a major project which brought it national attention. For 2 years, the firm developed a new engine and other systems for an autogyro, or gyroplane, that became the first to receive official certification to drive on Czech roads. Founder Pavel Březina then flew the craft from Přerov to outside Prague and then drove smack into the city center. No doubt a jaw-dropping moment. Before we get to that, though, a bit about the company. I spoke to the company's head of sales development, Petr Ondruch.
Our history is drawn like to 1995. When all this started in Pavel's garage in his home. Very simple start.
That's a great way to start. I mean, that's a lot of great companies have begun that way, haven't they?
Yes, enthusiastic start.
There's a very catchy motto or catchphrase that the company has. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the company's philosophy.
Let's say all started from our wide experience in the racing field.
Mm-hmm.
Pavel was an active racing pilot with a lot of awards, international awards, and he started to produce his gear for himself.
Mm-hmm.
That was a simple how he started, and the philosophy started on the experience he get in races and his intensive development, which he applied into his friends, pilots, in the environment of PPG, powered paragliding. And since that, we started to group around us a Nirvana racing team, as we call it. It's about 20 pilots from four continents. And these pilots needed more and more products which were reliable and safe. So safety is another feature of our philosophy. And without perfect services, you would not be able to proceed. So perfect services based on maintenance courses, which we're running for our partners from abroad. And of course, lots of certifications we have to pass, like not only Czech certifications, but especially like German TÜV certification.
Mm-hmm. The motto is your way to freedom.
Yes, of course.
And that means a lot of people who work for you have experience of practicing the sport also.
Correct. They're not only working for us, they feel with us.
Mm-hmm. How much has the sport changed since, I don't know, the last 10, 15 years? Because I imagine that the technology is evolving. You have many branches now around the Czech Republic and not just in this country. How has it grown in popularity?
From the beginning, it was only like a field of amateur pilots. Everybody was doing his own rig, you know, equipment was made on in garage. And within the last 15 years, from this amateur field, it moved into professional companies, which are now like more than 50, 60 international companies, which are meeting in international exhibitions. And it's a profi sports sector, which is similar to other branches of amateur flying.
I read that in, for example, the United States, that the sport is basically self-regulated, that it doesn't require for the participant to be a certified pilot. Is that also the case in Europe or in the Czech Republic?
Not really. We have very strict rules in Czech Republic, and we have to follow things like health check, pilot license. You have to have complete technical inspection of your paramotor and your paraglider. And also you can't fly without third-party insurance. But different country has different conditions. There are also countries which are halfway in between and countries which are even more harsh to those who would like to be involved in this sport.
For someone who's interested in getting into the sport in the Czech Republic, what, say, are some of the parameters of a typical training course? How many hours would you have before you would, say, be on your own?
Simply answered, like 10 days. Maximum 2 weeks, depending on your on the weather conditions and on your flying school and on your physical ability.
Mm-hmm.
So simply said, it is a sport which can be done by everybody. Everybody who is physically not ill and who can run or walk with the paramotor on his shoulders.
What is the feeling like when you are in the air, relying on your abilities and And everything is below you. How would you describe that?
I would describe it by name of our company. It's Nirvana. It's excitement, you know. You can completely forget about your troubles down on the ground. You can watch everything from the different perspective, and you can meet people which feel the same, because we never fly ourselves only. We fly in a bunch of friends, clubs, or we're visiting each other, landing on the backyard of our friends, and they're joining us in the air. Sometimes we're meeting each other on the border, because Europe is small and everybody can fly very quickly to the border, especially down the wind.
So there's a shared spirit there, the same way somebody who's into rock climbing doesn't climb alone most of the time. Most people climb together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And does experience count for a lot? I'm thinking also in terms of safety and in terms of reading properly, reading weather conditions.
Yes, this is actually a very good educational point. When you're flying with friends, you're passing the information or the knowledge of others. You're watching always those who knows more than you, who has experience with this or that. So safety is number one, and all this you should learn well in your flying school. And a good school will never underestimate this point.
I want to ask you, of course, about one of the reasons your firm has been in the headlines recently, and that is, of course, the flying car, the prototype. Many of us, when we hear about flying cars, which, by the way, many of us thought we'd already be using by now when we were children, we, of course, think to films and stuff like Back to the Future, the flying DeLorean, flying vehicles in Blade Runner. This aircraft or this vehicle is a gyroplane. By definition, how is that different from other small aircraft? How does it work?
Does not have any experience with flying objects. It looks like a helicopter, but it is not. It has a rotor, but it is pushed by the propeller. That's the difference.
I read that it is the first one to get a registration permit. What does that mean? Does that mean you can take it out on the road anytime you want in the Czech Republic?
Yes, we can. Difference between what we did here compared to others which started to work on flying cars. We did not want to teach car to fly. We wanted to teach flying gyro how to drive. That was our strategy, and it took us 2 years to develop all that engine system, electric engine system, all the needs you have to follow with the traffic authorities and the traffic regulations, like brakes, lights, indicators. We passed many tests and many traffic authority certifications. This was the biggest task we had to pass.
It must be an immense feeling of success to have, in the end, passed all of those, to have gotten the registration, to be able to take it out onto the road.
Of course. It was like a big champagne in all our company. Great feeling after 2 years of hard working of many people.
And, of course, the big aspect of the story that also caught a lot of attention was when Mr. Březina flew from Přerov to near Prague, and then he drove into the city, I understand. He drove right into the center. So
yes.
What was that like? That must have turned a lot of heads.
It was amazing. You could see friendly faces, shocked faces, you know, lots of cameras, and generally said very positive reaction.
Is it true that the Czech police also had their sort of moment or day?
Yes, it is. They were surprised. We can even say they were shocked. They did what they have to do. They control. They were checking all the documents, registration numbers. They were calling to check it in the Rose authorities. And then they did a breath test. And they released us with a big, big smile.
That's wonderful. And a thumbs up, I'm sure. What did Mr. Březina actually do on Wenceslas Square? Did he park it at a cafe, outside of a cafe? What happened next?
It was like a cherry on the top of the cake, you know? He just wanted to fulfill his dream and have a coffee after 2 years of hard work. So he just sit in the middle of this like a downtown of the Prague and have a coffee and relaxed.
If you are somebody who, you know, needs to get somewhere quickly, why not a small plane? Why go for this option?
The biggest difference is in expenditures, you know. If you want to compare helicopter and this gyro motion or gyro in general, when buying a helicopter or when buying gyro, that's a big difference in price. And also the price for your expenditures during your use when you're comparing helicopter. If you're comparing airplanes, the biggest difference is your better ability to fly in bad weather conditions.
Right.
You know, that's absolutely number one you will see with the gyro. Plus bonus, of course, with gyro motion, you can drive home. You can park aside of your house or in your garage, in your garden. You don't need to rent a hangar or build up the hangar in the airport.
Production is now planned for some 40 units, I think I read.
It is planned, but we are preparing ourselves for bigger cooperation with company Autogyro Germany on international platform, and this is all in discussions with the mother company.
Who is the ideal customer for this product? Or who will be the ideal customer at first, do you think?
I think that it is primary people which are looking for best quality and best services. Many of our customers grow from free paragliding, then they got through powered paragliding and trikes and some other flying objects. And because they know us for so many years, they stick with us and with our products. And we still develop new flying machines. Those who like this, they will find us.